our family.
Hey, Phil.
It's showtime, baby. This is All In, All Family. Starring your boy King Yash. It's season 2, baby. Let go. What it do, my people? This your boy King Yash, and you tuning in to another episode of All In, All Family. Yeah, baby, this season 2, and yes, we back. Shout out Queen E, shout out Black Tate. You heard me. But let's get into today's topic, because I'm ready to get into it. And this is for the fellas. This is for the studs. This is for all my niggas out there. This is for the females that love females. You know what I'm saying? But hey, when a woman fed up, a woman is fed up. That's today's topic. We gonna show you how to get there. We gonna show you how to get into it. This is All In, All Family. On today's topic, when a woman's fed up, we gonna give y'all the details of when a woman fed up, when she ready to let go, when she tired, when she done, when she through preaching, when she through being a probation officer, when she just gives the fuck up on you. She is fed up. Do you hear me, people? But shout out to my people that's out there tonight. I just want to say shout out to you, baby. But let's jump into it. Man, I ain't gonna lie. I done seen a couple women that been fed up, bro. I ain't even finna lie to you. I know when a woman's fed up. Like, I done been on the other side of the stick that I know, like, when a woman's fed up, like, she ain't coming back. She ain't fucking with you no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, that type of level. Like, that level ain't no motherfucking joke, people. Trust me when I tell you, that level ain't no joke. Your mama and daddy can't come save you. I just know that. Your ass is in trouble. And when she fed up from the bullshit. See, people don't understand women. You gotta understand women, because if you can't understand women, shit, how can you understand anything? Because a woman, she really is the world. She really is the world. But the thing that I don't get is how we can sit here and pretend like the shit don't happen. Act like the shit, like we don't care about the shit. Because when she fed up. That woman tired. See, that's the point. Men, we get tired. We get fed up quick. As men, we get fed up quick. But a woman can go years, decades, and don't be fed up until it's just one day out the blue, she just hit your ass. I'm tired of this shit. What the fuck you gonna say after she say this shit to you? What the fuck can you say? Because if she fed up, my nigga. She is fed up. We can, bruh. A woman know her stopping point. A woman can, if she got a million thoughts running down her mother, running in her motherfucking head, down her motherfucking spine, she got a million years where she can calculate till she get ready to let your ass go. It's a difference when a woman's fed up. Like, a woman is like a storage unit. you pack so much up into that storage unit to the point where that storage unit got to sit here. It got to lay down for that lock to close. But it stuck that little inch, 2 inches out the hair. That little inch or little 2 inches, that's when they can be that fed up line for a woman right there. A fed up woman is the worst woman. She don't talk. She don't say nothing. Whatever you do, you just doing it. She don't give a damn no more. You think, shit, you done got away with murder. Nah, she know. She just don't give a fuck no more. When a woman is fed up, she is fed, bro. She is truly fed the fuck up. She not telling you to, hey, go do this and go do that. No, she is fed up, bro. You can watch it over and over. You can rewind it back and forth. But that woman is fed up, bro. That woman has took so much pain. See, that's the point. As men, we know about pain, but we don't know about the women's pain. See, a woman is a nurturer. She goes through a lot. She changes just like the motherfucking seasons. But when you particularly doing the same dumb ass shit, man, that woman gets to a point where she stops talking. She just, I don't think now she just, it's really, she just there for the kids. Dude, if a woman can sit here, I'm gonna tell you something. That's how you know she fed up. Don't touch me. I don't feel, my period's still on. I'm hurting, I'm cramping, I don't feel good tonight. That woman fed up, bro. She just ain't finna give it up to you no more. She not finna collect any more bad energy from you. See, men don't know about that point of time where we can hold so much in. Now, if you've been taught right and your mama put you on game, then you know. Sister, you got a bunch of sisters, then you know. But when a woman is just through with you, she through. She don't look for nothing else to save. Ain't nothing else to save when a woman is fed up. Just get your shit, walk out the door. Don't try to just walk out with your head up because you crying. But don't let her know that. And don't think you coming back because you're not. That's a done daughter. So I've been a part of a couple. Do you hear me? Like a couple of fed up women that I know that like I should have stopped. I should have been doing this. But, you know, hey, God just said it wasn't my time. You know what I'm saying? And to this day, like, it gets to the point where motherfucker, like, if I ever needed something, I knew, like, I could never call them. Or if I knew how bad I done changed, I knew I could never get in, could never holler at them because of what the shit is like for them. You think I'm bullshitting? It's to the point where when a woman is fed up, bro, she don't want no more of you. Stop calling her. You on the block list. You are going down. Ain't no, she done with you. You can stop it. Ain't no late night sneaking, no nothing. Nigga, you the one that gonna be blowing the phone up. Cause she not gonna be staying you. And the worst part of a fed up woman is when she changed her number to let you know this shit is real. Like, I done been a part of it. I know, like, this shit is real. A woman can stop saying so much. True, I'm finna tell you something. If a woman know what you doing, and she sit here and she say, I'm done with the shit, keep having your fun, and you, nah, baby, I ain't gonna do it again, and you try to be good, and you be good for what's called it, but you go back to having your fun and shit. She really mean that shit. She done. She know what's going on. She just not finna. She just know it's not finna stop. This is the stopping point. When she, the stopping point when a woman is fed up. When she stop doing shit. When she washing the kid clothes, doing all they clothes, but she not washing yours. She fixing everybody plates but yours. She still going to family functions, playing like everything all right. To make sure you save face in the end. Cause your mama knew it too. She done told your mama. I can't keep doing it. Your mama the one that told her, just let it go, baby. It ain't like R. Kelly said, when a woman's fed up, no high dollar. And ain't nothing you can do about it. So a woman, her stopping point is so much shit. She stopped buying you clothes. She stopped doing shit for you. She stopped giving you shit. She not worried about you hitting that door no more. Cause once you hit the door, she hit the door. A woman can get fed up quick. We sit here and say, man, nah, that's you, my nigga. That's you fucking up. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Because a woman gonna let you know. See, that's one thing about a woman. See, in the universe, she is so mellow with the universe to the point where she knows she got to let you know because she can't do it. And just like this here, she gonna let you know, but you ain't gonna catch the signs. Sex don't feel the same. She's just laying there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. The stopping points of a fed up woman, man. All the crazy thing is, let me tell you how the stopping point get real. When that friend girl come back in that picture that she was wild with, fed up woman. When she start back going to the club. When she telling you she finna go do this and she finna go meet somebody else, the one that's in her making her happy now. See, she already a fed up woman. Her stopping points has already stopped. So now she has moved on, bro. Like, she can move on in the middle of your relationship. And 5 years ago, 5 years later, you'll think everything was all good. And she'll tell you, I haven't been happy in five years. I don't want to do this no more. I'm tired. This is not me. I don't want to do this. When she do that shit and say that shit, what you gonna do? Nah, shit. Bow down to it. That's all you can do. What you thought she was, You thought she was playing? When she stopped, when she stopped going half on them bills with you, making you pay your own bills, you can have the house. She getting ready to haul ass, bro. That woman, when she haul ass, she done got a place away from you, somewhere you don't know where she stay at, somewhere she can be peaceful in. She fed up with that shit. And you gon', the fucked up thing is, after her, you gon' do a lot of growing up, bro. Cause that's the woman that gon' break you. She gon' show you in ways. Because you broke her. You broke her down. Bruh, breaking down, bruh. I'm trying to tell you, like, when a woman fed up, she fed up. Same way for domestic violence. If she getting tired of getting whooped on and she finally whoop your ass or shoot you, then they kill you, or she do kill you, that woman gets fed up, bro. She tired. These women give us signs and we don't even, we still ignore the fucking signs. Like, hey, tomorrow is, hey, we gonna be good for a week or two, or a month or two, or for the next 6 months, and go back out there and start fucking up. Nah, that's not cool in nobody's eyes, man. It's not. The real gonna come out to be the real, but how far, how long it gonna take for it to be the real, man? How long it gonna be for the real come out of it? Tell me that. Tell me why we can't love each other. Tell me that, huh? Cause she done. It's through. See, we worried about our feelings. Our feelings is mostly connected to her feelings. So we can't see what's wrong with her. Our feelings won't be right. Connecting, when you connect it, you connect it in ways that you think you don't connect. You think your emotional problem is not nowhere near what she got going on. Yes, it is, because it got something to do with her. If her emotional problem is got something to do with something else, that means it's hurting both of y'all emotionally, physically, and mentally. And y'all just got to sit down and just, man, what's really going on? No, don't try to talk over each other. But when she fed up, she walk out the door. Yum. She ain't no more. The only thing she gonna do is, look, I told you, stop a long time ago. It ain't no, I'm sorry this and I'm sorry for, nah, I told you. And she told you. Your hardest thing in life is for us men and for, you know, the other generation of men, the studs out there, the women that's our ladies, but, you know, they just dress like ladies, you know what I'm saying? Shit, they still, shit, everybody still get played, bro. Don't think you don't. Like, but when that woman is fed up, bro, like, it's hard because ain't no, stop, babe. No, babe, it is. It's over with. You maintaining a screen that nobody can't even really just fuck with. People act like they love you, but when it come down to it, they don't love you. And then these people go into these ice walls because you don't really love these people. And then once they fed up from being in that ice wall, shit, it's over with for the relationship. It's dead. Only thing you have now is the kids. Only thing you now you can do is be a fucking father. Ain't no coming back from that shit. Nothing. Do we think what we do to these women, that they don't get tired, they don't get fed up with our dumb ass shit? Our insecurities, our dumb, the dumb shit that we create, you think they don't get tired? You think they just want to do this shit every day and think this shit okay? No. They want to grow with you too. But you fight it off and you, I don't get no fuck, man. I'm this and I'm, man. You try to act hard and shit, but when she gone, you a bitch behind closed doors. I ain't gonna lie, cause I was like one. Had me crying like a bitch in the bathroom. Cause I really wanted her. But I just couldn't stop fucking up. This shit will have you. Okay, niggas think you think that hard is nigga hard. He don't give a fuck, the nigga crying. Why you ain't picking up the phone? She got all that voicemails, all type of shit in her phone. She can sit here and say, you ain't never cry, you ain't never. And then when she put the nigga out and shit, he wanna get mad. Nah, ain't no getting mad, cause nigga, you chose the position to be in like this. You chose it for yourself, homie. Nobody chose this for you. If they did, it would have went better. You would have better this fucking situation, man, from the get-go. You wouldn't even let that shit got that far. But you didn't, because you didn't give a fuck. Because it's always about, bro. Sometimes, bro, our friends can be the worst fucking enemies, bro. Because they know your woman fed up. And they can steady drag you away from her. What makes a woman fed up? A nigga that's not trying to do nothing with his life. A nigga that's steady out here in these streets and ain't trying to think about his home. A nigga out here that's still out here fucking off with these females. A nigga that's steady lying and can't tell her the truth. A nigga that sit here and don't believe in shit she got going on. A nigga that won't sit here and take the time out to listen or take her places. A nigga that sit here won't even think about how she feel. That can make a fucking woman fed up over these fucking years, nigga. Learn that shit. That woman ain't sitting here telling you she love you for no reason. She love you. But you want to play Billy the Bad Ass, huh? You want to test that I'm fed up theory, huh? All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Billy Badass. Because the worst thing about a situation is your homeboys got to see you suffer. Your family got to see you look stupid. Your kids got to question why. And she ain't got nothing to say to you. A fed up woman is a dangerous woman, man. I promise you. You can be in a fucking relationship for years. That woman don't give. That woman, you don't did all that shit to that woman. In the first 3 years, she might be gone from then. She gonna always love you. She gonna One thing about a woman, she can fight the temptation long. She can fight the temptation long as fuck. She ain't gotta fuck you or see you for 10 years. But the love that she have for you is always gonna be there. She just can't be with you. Only way that woman gonna sit here and 10 years later, nigga, you had to do a whole 360, got on your shit, did some shit, and hey, I'm not who I used to be. Let me show you. Let me do this. If you lost love, if she lost that love for you, you might well get this shit up. Because only thing she got to say to you, if she see you, she don't give a fuck about you. She gonna post her new nigga and be happy more about you. The other one, she don't want you to know. She don't want you to know if she still love you. She not gonna flaunt that shit in front of you. But trust me, when she see you, the smile in her eyes gonna let you know she still love you, but she just can't be with you. She got fed up with your bullshit. There's some real women out here that ain't gonna accept that bullshit. There's some fake hoes out here that can accept that bullshit, but there's some real women out here that's not gonna accept that bullshit. Cause just like I told you, regardless of the point, she gonna always love you. But she just gonna tell you she just can't be with you. Her heart just not in it. Her heart is yours always, but she just can't be in it. So that's why it's hard for her to maneuver through relationships, because her heart's still in it. And then think about if y'all, her heart's still in it and you still ain't changed after all these years. Only thing she have to say to you is goodbye for good. Yeah. See, you're out here and you're thinking with your dick instead of your mind. You're thinking with your ass, not your head. You out here thinking that just cause a motherfucker married or just cause y'all got years in it, bruh, that be the fucked up thing. When you fed up, you can walk away. Cause you know, you, all the years that you had, you, some people say that it'll be a waste of time, bro. It'll be a waste of time. You keep wasting time. You gotta follow your heart. Follow what your purpose is. Let the love say everything that you can say. It's rough, bro, when love is hard, but you fucked up and it's crazy. I'm trying to tell you, like, when she fed up. Don't think she coming back when she not this time. Don't think she gonna call you and tell you come back home. Well, come over and see her. No, she fed up, you can cancel all this shit. You cancel holidays. If you got kids, the only time you'll see is when you picking up your kids, and she still don't want to talk to your ass then, because she gonna send the kids outside. The kids can tell you what they want and need now. You are what they call, you what they call the heart of the heart that she supposed to have, you know, that's supposed to be beat. Man, a goddamn lie. If you scared, you scared. But if you're not scared, stop what you're doing now. Ask your girl, have I been fucking up? What can I do now to start this shit over? Because I don't want you to be fed up. I don't want you to be. Because once she is, your heart is just not in it. You won't even be the same because your heart not in it. Can you feel yourself? If you feeling yourself slipping out the relationship or the relationship slipping away now, then what's the problem? Huh? What's the problem? You better try to find out what's the fucking problem. Because if you don't, hey man, time short, bro. I'm trying to tell you now, time is fucking short. You can love her, she can love you today and be gone tomorrow. I can tell you that. Like I said, she can be here today and gone tomorrow. But you niggas don't believe me. Y'all think bullshit stink. And it don't. It really don't, player. We coming up on the last 10 minutes of the show. Excuse me. Too much alcohol tonight. But we coming up on the show. End of the show. And I just want to say out there, man, if you got somebody special, you got somebody that you love, you got somebody that you honor, and you got somebody that's gonna hold your back, bruh, stop what you're doing. Go talk to that woman and see how you need to fix yourself now before it's too late. Because the hardest thing about life and missing the ones is when they gone. You know one thing about your heart is pure, and women, you gotta love these women, man. That's all we have. Like, they give us joy when they are headaches and pain. Love them for who they are. Take heed for who they really is. Cause them angels, man, them are truly angels. they realize, hey, it's more to a lot of shit than anything. Man, just leave it alone. But go apologize to that girl. Go tell that girl you love her. Go tell that girl that, hey, I'm sorry I've been that dumbass for years, baby. I know it's the way I used to think. You need to go see and talk to her and make her smile. Need to sit down to her and let her know that, hey, it's us against the world. Let her know that you are her comforter. It's okay to be soft. It's okay to be real. Just speak what's on your mind. Because at the end of the day, it's the small things to her that will ever count it to her. She loves you more than you ever know. If you just talk to that woman and make her know that, I know she been crazy. I know we go through a lot of things, but if it's only one person that I go through a lot of things with, I'm glad it's you. And she gonna smile. You just gotta know when to just sometimes, as men, we compromise so she can shut up. But as men, we just gotta really be that. The shell, the protector, that I'm here, and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you don't have rainy days, but let me make sunny days. Let me clear the clouds so the sunny days can start coming back in. Every relationship not going to be perfect. Don't look for the perfect relationship, because it's not. I just don't sit here and fuck off with people. I don't. Because a lot of people give the niggas wrong advices. A lot of people get the wrong advices just so they can get inside them people relationship and take a spouse. Well, sometimes she be fed up for the person you be hanging around with. Hell, you better think twice, man. This shit at the end of the day, she got that love for you. She got that respect. She got respect and morals for you. But you gotta have it back. Have her back. Go play with her. Get in the kitchen and just grind on me. And just walk off. Come back and keep doing it again. That's why I brought the hell around to. I'm feeling frisky today. You know, it's just a smile. It's just a, hey girl, you need to, hey girl, who you is? You know my girl be home in a minute. I can't talk to you. And she's telling some boy, stop playing. And she go along with it. Well, she won't know. Yeah, she gonna know. I can't do that to my baby. I love my baby too much to jeopardize it. They gonna make her feel special. But when she fed up, you can't do all this shit and it's done. You regulated the G in her, basically. But I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I want to thank y'all for being the best fucking podcaster listeners in the fucking world, man. I love the shit out y'all. And I want y'all to have a prosperous week. And I really want y'all to prosper in life. I really want God to put peace, blessings, and abundance in your life. I really want y'all relationships to work. I want you to take heed from some of this relationship advice. Because it's real. And I really want y'all to sit here and think about to yourselves what y'all really want to be in the next couple of years. Where y'all want to go in the next couple of years. How you want your life to, you know, grow and better and get better in the next couple of years. Because your heart is going to lead you to a place of peace and abundance and straight love. And to the ones that's hanging on to relationships that they know they fed up and they tired, just go for man, woman, period. It don't matter. I don't give a fuck if it's a cat or a dog. It goes for that too. It's time to let go. Enough is enough. And if you know that woman is fed up, just let her walk away. Don't give her no ultimatum, because she'll go before an ultimatum is even spread towards her way. I just want to wish y'all peace, love, and abundance. Y'all been rocking with me from day one, and I love y'all for that. Shout out to everybody. Like I say, Canada, Germany, Belgium, New York, Washington, Tennessee, Memphis, Lake Erie, New York, Charlotte, Simpsonville, Maine, Boston, Arizona, San Jose. You know what I'm saying? Especially in Jose, Jacktown, Mississippi. And for everybody that's, you know, I don't know where you at, the other 260-some listeners, I love y'all, bro. I really do love y'all. And like I said, let's keep growing this channel. Tell your friend, tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your brother, tell your cousin. Just, you know, get them on to this channel so we can sit here and grow this thing, man, and we can get peace and abundance and riches for ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody gonna flourish, period. And it's peace and abundance and love to y'all. This is your boy King Yash. And you have tuned in to another episode of the hottest upcoming podcast coming out of Jackson, Mississippi, baby. You heard me. Jacktown, Mississippi in the building. Yes, yes, yes. I'm giving y'all the location. Shout out to Jacktown. The hottest upcoming podcast coming out of here, man. Y'all keep subscribing. Keep going in. Keep, you know what I'm saying? Keep downloading. You know what I'm saying? Because it's love, peace, and hey, let's get this money.